Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I didn't grasp the magnitude of what was happening right here last night at the William Penn. But reading about it and hearing about it today really opened my eyes. I mean, how many times are we going to have Mario, Sid, Craig Patrick, Ray Shiro, Jim Rutherford, Chris Letang, Kevin Stevens, Ron Francis, and many others all in the same room? That's what happened last night at the USA Hockey Hall of Fame induction celebration, the Omni William Penn. And it was Matt Cullen. He was inducted, as was Kevin Stevens. And this was the celebration for those guys and others who got inducted into the USA Hockey Hall of Fame. And wow, what an event. And our friend Steige was there, Paul Steigerwald, who's now on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steige, we talked earlier today. You were telling me a little bit about this. What a night that must have been, just with just simply by who was in the same room.
You know, it's one of those things that kind of snuck up on me too, Joe. I mean, I knew that there was an event coming up, but I didn't really realize the magnitude of it until I walked into the ballroom of the William Penn and saw that there were a gazillion tables and 450 people were there. And, you know, it kind of flew under the radar in a way here in Pittsburgh, except that the Penguins did honor the inductees on the ice prior to the game the other night. But I think when you put it in the way you did, where you're talking about all these people that have been integral to the success of the Penguins, who have associations with U.S. hockey, you know, it really kind of made me kind of stop and think about the impact that, you know, the American game has received from when they won the Olympic gold medal in 1980 and how far it's come. And I think what impressed me the most was the allegiance that these people have to U.S. hockey, that they would take the time to travel in for this dinner and be there for these inductions and sort of pay their respects to USA hockey. I think it shows you how much they're into it, how much they believe it's important for it to continue to grow. And so for that reason, I thought it was great. And, you know, and Gary Bettman was there. Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner of the National Hockey League, was there.
Wow.
So, and everybody was there. It was great. And Mario was there. And Sid, and one of the things that I noticed about Sid was that he wasn't sitting there looking at his watch. You know, he was really kind of focused in on the speeches and all the information that was being disseminated there with the videos and everything. He wasn't just there to be there. That's one thing about Sid. And he soaked it all in, for sure.
Trevor Daly was there, Chris Kunitz. I mean, what a night. And Matt Venzel wrote about it for the Post-Gazette. Michelle Cracchiolo wrote about it for the Penguins website. And she mentioned with Matt Cullen that separate interviews produced the same memory from about five different people. And that was Game 6 against Nashville, where people like Brian Rust and I think Letang also mentioned that he led forwards in ice time that night. The night they won the cup, he led all Penguins forwards in ice time, played 1942 at the age of 42. And Steige, we have a little clip from Cully here. This was one of the great moves of the Jim Rutherford era. Nobody thought much of it. It looked like, oh yeah, they're bringing in, you know, an older guy here, giving him an invite to camp, maybe a contract. I don't even remember what it was, but Matt Cullen sure does, and he spoke about it. Let's take a listen of when he came to Pittsburgh. He was about to retire.
After 2 years in Nashville, I was thinking very seriously about retiring, and later in the summer, Jim Rutherford called and asked if I would come to Pittsburgh, and it's hard to say no to Jim. And thank God I did. And, you know, over my career, I was fortunate enough to win 3 Stanley Cups. All 3 were with Jim as the GM. No one has had a bigger impact on my career. And Jim, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. I know I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for you. I appreciate your loyalty and friendship. Learned a lot from you. Bridge and I think the world of you and Leslie. So we won back-to-back cups here in 2016 and 17. My boys went to school at the Penguins Training Center, along with my teammate Trevor Daly's boy. So we had a full class of 4. So they got to skate each day with the great Ty Hennis. Man, they were lucky. And our team chefs, Jeff and Bob, made them lunch every day. Just had the life. There were some fun years. Oh, man. I did get the chance to play for the best coach I think I've ever played for, in Mike Sullivan. Absolutely love the way he sees and teaches the game. Just an extraordinary coach. I still remember the day you became my boy's favorite coach, actually, when you kicked Ole Mata off the ice so they could get out and play after practice. I can see their eyes right now. You became their hero. Sid, man, what a fun ride here. One of my best friends. We've had some unbelievable experiences. Through it all, though, honestly, you've been the most selfless leader and teammate. I'm always so impressed with how generous and humble you are with everyone you come across. Thanks for everything, pal. You know, hockey is the ultimate team sport. And I just want to thank some of my teammates that are here, some aren't. Trevor Daly, Chris Kunitz, Phil Kessel, Chris Letang, Flower, Gino, Rusty's here, Patrick Hornquist, Carl Hagelin, and Nick Bedino. Probably the closest group I've ever been part of.
Wow. How about that, Steige? That must have been something just to be on hand for that. That guy meant so much to so many people, and he's still in the Penguins organization.
He's a real classy guy, and he is amazing. I think he's drinking from the fountain of youth or something up there in Minnesota, because he looks as young as he did when he was here playing at 42, and then he looked like he was 30. So he never ages. And the guy is like the original conditioning freak. And in his days in Carolina, he and Gary Roberts, you know, they really got into the drinking those supplements and everything, and his training was way ahead of its time. And he's continued to do it, obviously, and he looks fabulous. And you hear how he talks. He's a class act all the way down the line. You know, he's one of those guys that made the decision to really focus on his family. And I think he could probably still have a very prominent role in hockey if he wanted to have one. But he wanted to raise his kids. And it wouldn't surprise me when his kids get a little bit older if all of a sudden you see Matt Cullen getting a more prominent role somewhere, if not in Pittsburgh.
And then, of course, we're talking to Paul Steigerwald. We had the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame induction celebration last night at the Omni William Penn, and it was Matt Cullen, and it was Artie, Kevin Stevens. We're going to hear from him in a little bit in the next segment. He's always a great speaker. And just going back and considering the talent on those teams, Steige, is ridiculous. I'm not sure that the 92-93 Penguins weren't the most talented team in NHL history. They're in that conversation, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, they're up there. I've always believed that the 92 team that won the Cup was the best Penguins team because they won the Cup. I know there were talented players, but I don't think the Penguins had the role players in 93 that they had in 92. But, you know, what stands out about 93, and Kevin Stevens will talk about it in your next segment, was, you know, that he got hurt. The way he referred to it last night was, you know, I got hurt a little bit in that playoffs. A little bit. He landed. He was knocked out in the midair when he tried to hit Richard Pilon. He landed on his face. The doctor who worked on him said his face was like if you stepped on a potato chip. That's how bad his face was smashed. And it adversely affected him for years and years. And in some ways, I could say you could say it's still affecting him because he became an addict for life, and he's, you know, now out there trying to help younger people who are dealing with addiction. And I think the pills he had to take and everything at the time of his injury I think it kind of sent him down the wrong path. And, you know, he probably would have been an even more prolific scorer and had a greater legacy as a player had he not had that injury. But, you know, his legacy remains as a character. He is really funny and really nice. He's a really nice guy, always was. He went around to different tables and shook everybody's hand last night. I was really impressed with that. I just love Kevin Stevens. Everybody does.
Also, I think almost every general manager from the last 35 years was there. Currently, Kyle Dubas, Ray Shiro, Craig Patrick, Eddie Johnston was there, Jim Rutherford, plus guys who are now GMs in other places, including Tom Fitzgerald and Ronnie Francis out in Seattle, too. Fitzgerald in New Jersey. Did they take a group shot, Steige, the guys who were Penguin general managers? What was it like to see Rutherford?
Yeah, I think Michelle Colliani, who works in the Penguins front office for the GM and the hockey operations, it was her idea to get them together. She told Jen Bolano, who's of course vice president there of communications, and they got those guys together for a group photo. The only ones missing were Ron Hextall, obviously, Baz Bastien, the late Baz Bastien, and Tony Esposito. Those three were missing from the picture, but all the other GMs that I have encountered since I started with the Penguins in 1980 were there, and it was really cool to see them together. And Kyle Dubas, of course, now has maybe even a richer perspective on the history of the Penguins by having experienced that. I heard him on his show last night, and I think he's starting to get a better feel now, having been in Pittsburgh for a while, of you know how these people contributed to the success of the Penguins and you know who matters to people here in Pittsburgh. And I really think it's great that he had a chance to have his picture taken with those guys. Pretty good guys who made some serious contributions to the success of hockey in Pittsburgh for the last 40 years.
That audio, by the way, of Mac Cullen's speech was courtesy of USA Hockey's website. The 50-minute mark on The Fan coming up in a bit here, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And it's back for one night only, Wednesday, December 18th. Our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, and including 93.7 The Fan, will be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore, where our on-air hosts, local celebrities, take the mic for celebrity karaoke. Part-time Pomp is going to be all over that, isn't he, Limits?
Him and Kabali.
And Kabali are going to sing
a duet.
Together to support to support the Light of Life rescue mission. Details at 93.7thefan.com, brought to you by Monster Brewing Hialeah. Steige, what about these current Penguins? What has happened here? Where did the turnaround come, and do you think they have some traction now, or was this just a blip?
Well, I think it started with out of desperation. I mean, you know, you had the loss to Utah 6-1 when Sid scored the 600th goal, and I think that was a poignant moment. I mean, it was like, here we still have Sidney Crosby. He scores the 600th goal, and we're terrible. We're losing the game 6-1. We're letting our guy down. We're letting our captain down. I think that was the first thing that happened. I think the players really did some soul-searching. I think everybody did. And it just so happened it came around the Thanksgiving holiday, so I think Sid had the party. They had a party, and they all got together with the wives and the girlfriends. And I think that really was a significant thing for this team. They came together as a group and kind of realized they were all in that same boat together, and they had to start working better together to get out of the mess they were in. And I think Mike Sullivan's included in that because he got together with his coaching staff. They came up with some good messaging. They talked about mindset. He kind of changed their forecheck a little bit, got them to start playing more north-south. Worked on a couple of good practices, some videos, and you know, then they went out and they beat Vancouver, and then they went into Boston and won that game, and then came home and won the next night against Calgary, and now the most recent win against the Stanley Cup champions. So I think it was a convergence of a lot of different things and some personnel things too, of course, because Kyle Dubas made the acquisition of Tomasino, who's able to play with Gino on the right wing, and Gino actually likes playing with him, which is really good because you know, he could have not fit in there at all, but he actually fit in pretty well, and Gino likes him. And then the other thing is Blake Lizotte is now playing in consecutive games after having sustained two concussions as a result of pucks hitting him in the face, and he's a good hockey player, better than I think people realize. He's playing third-line center. The Penguins are 7-2-2 with him in the lineup, and he does make a difference. So I think all those things together have made the Penguins get on the right track here. We'll see how long it can last. But there's no doubt in my mind that a lot of it had to do with them just realizing as a group that they were all in the same boat. They better start rowing in the right direction.
Steige, thanks for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
All right, Joe, thanks for having me. That was a good soundbite from Matt Cullen. That was a heck of a night last night.
Man, it sounds like it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Paul Steigerwald, doesn't that sound like an incredible night? Think of the luminaries that were there in the same, I don't know why I'm surprised. I didn't know if I thought Rutherford might still have acrimony here. Maybe that was just with David Morehouse, if in fact that was the case, like a lot of people thought. I don't know. I just didn't expect to hear. Plus, they're all in season.
Right.
That tells you what those guys mean to them, Matt Cullen and Kevin Stevens. I mean, for Ronnie Francis to come all the way in and Tom Fitzgerald, Rutherford, wherever Trevor Daly is, wherever all these guys are, Mario to be there and Sid. I don't know how many rooms over the course of an entire year you'll find outside of the Hockey Hall of Fame itself with more royalty in it, especially Penguins royalty.
Well, I'm sure they probably did this to find a day that they could all be there that would work for the NHL schedule and just all the above that they could be in attendance. So that's really cool to see.
Yeah, but they still have to make the effort to get there.
Right. Right. Yeah, they do. Well, I'm talking about more so like the current Penguins right now, like Crosby, Malkin, and those guys.
What a night that must have been. We have an Artie Stevens, Kevin Stevens clip also from his induction speech, or at least speech from this celebration at the USA Hockey Hall of Fame celebration dinner last night. But coming up, man, did Jerry Dulac have some nuggets in his chat? How much does he think Russell Wilson would command or be rewarded with next season if he's to come back as Steeler quarterback? He put a number on it, his opinion. Let's talk about that next. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The text line, you can communicate with our friend Limits here. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's talk about JP Roofing and Siding. What a man he is, huh? Joe Potocnik. The only thing greater than him is his mustache. You know that. I've told you that many times. You probably have seen the mustache by now. He's on billboards. You see him during football games on television and television commercials. People go up to him. I've seen him at golf tournaments, and they want to talk to him. No, they want to talk to the mustache first and then him. He's the back-to-back Northeast trifecta MVP. Joe is. And that means that in things like customer service, in the actual work that he does with roofs and siding, in terms of marketing, in terms of being a member of the community, all that. You put it into one package here and you have a winner, and he's won it twice in a row. And I can vouch for all of that with JP Roofing and Siding. Right now with the weather turning, you're going to want to get your roof and siding in shape or you're going to feel it. $500 off right now, any roofing or siding installation. Give them a call at JP Roofing and Siding. 412-829-7711, 829-7711. Limits up on the screen here is what I think might be the most underrated. No, it's the second most underrated Christmas special, Christmas with the Cranks. Do you like that one?
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, you have to see that. They cancel Christmas one year because the dad is tired of everything having to do with Christmas, the commercialism,
what?
Everything else.
There's Tim Allen.
Yeah, that's him. Tim Allen's the dad. And, I can't remember. The wife is famous, too. What's her name?
It's the old ABC Family, 25 Days of Christmas.
There remember she those is, commercials? Jamie Lee Curtis. Is that her name? I think.
I don't think that's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
If I'm thinking of the right person. Anyway, you distracted me. They decide to take a trip to, you know.
No, it is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Thank you, Limit.
I was thinking of somebody else.
Beside the point. They decide to take a trip to a warm weather place, and then at the last second, they get word that the daughter and the family are coming in for Christmas, and the story takes off from there. It's a tearjerker. You'll be weeping by the end of the movie. Christmas with the Cranks. Now, you might ask, based on that statement, if you were going to ask anything, if I thought that's the second most underrated. What's the most underrated?
What is the most underrated?
Was that really a question on your mind?
It was.
Is Fred Claus just unbelievable movie, I think. Just brilliant. A very different take. I mean, by the time Fred Claus came out, I think we had pretty much covered all the angles on the, and this was 2007, we had already covered all the angles on Santa and Christmas. Fred Claus, Santa's brother.
It's Claus. Fred Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, you're saying Claus.
Santa Claus.
It's Claus.
Santa Claus?
Like a clause in the
this is unbelievable. Is it Claus or
in the
Claus?
Contract?
It's
Claus.
Who cares?
Santa Claus.
All right, texters, tell us
the
how
texters
this is.
Texters will 1,000% agree.
412.
Instead of Claus.
Santa Claus. Is it now? Now you have me thinking
it's
about
Claus.
It.
Claus.
Santa Claus.
Remember the
No,
the,
I don't say
remember
Claus.
Remember the Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen where they had the Claus for being Santa Claus and it was the Santa Claus in the contract?
Well, that was a play on words, but it's Santa Claus.
No, it's Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Right.
Here
down
comes Santa Claus.
Claus
here comes
Santa Claus. No, it's not
yes,
Claus.
It is.
It's not
yes,
Claus.
Yes, it is.
All right, we're going to settle this then. At
All right, come on, texters.
928-9370. Say it to yourself. You sing the song.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
See, now you're overemphasizing
down.
It.
Nope.
Yes, you are. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. You sing it.
You're wrong.
Anyway, Paul Giamatti and Vince Vaughn are in this Fred Claus, or Fred Claus, as the case may be. And it's the embittered brother of Santa, which is a great storyline.
Wow. How about the texts already rolling in?
What are they saying?
They're agreeing with me.
All of them?
All four.
All four?
Claus, not Claus. It's Claus, like with a Z, rhymes with pause. Somebody says Joe is 1,000% wrong. Joe has never been more wrong. It's 1,000% city limits. City is right.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here. No, I'm not wrong.
It says Joe
that is
wrong.
How the song goes.
Look at all the text. Sometimes you think
Tell
I just make up these
the
texts.
Tell them to sing this. Give one in support of me. You
Somebody else says
one.
This is the first time I've ever heard someone use Claus.
Meaning who's
Santa
right?
Santa Claus, not Claus. Limits is right. It's Santa Claus.
Does anybody agree with me? What's another song with
Somebody
Santa Claus?
Somebody used my first name. I'm glad that it's also known
Austin.
Out there.
Austin. Yeah, Austin Bechtold is your real
Somebody
name.
Else says Joe is wrong. Somebody said Joe is wrong in all caps. Somebody else says Joe owes City Limits an apology. How about that?
Am I that wrong on this? What's
yes.
What's another song with him in it?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming. I'm not wrong on this.
Yes, you are. Every single texter
no,
on the
I don't
text
care
line.
What they say. I don't go with the masses.
And they all said
I don't
wrong.
Go with the masses. I'm right.
Somebody else on the text line told me to play this.
We're not allowed to play those songs. I was going to try to get proof. All right, forget it. Coming up next, Jerry Dulac's chat. How much does he think Russell Wilson will command next season?
I've never seen as many texts roll in as quickly as possible. This is
Is
great.
Any of them, even one of them in
no,
favor of
not
me?
One.
Am I wrong about this? Do I have to
Somebody
admit
Somebody said, I love you, Joe, but you're horribly wrong.
Santa Claus.
What's next? Santa Claus, the French Santa? Jeez. I just had to call
my
you
whole
out
life
for that.
I got,
I'm sorry.
My whole life I got this wrong?
I just had to call you out for that.
Well, didn't you have something blatantly wrong last week that the texter said?
Probably, yeah.
What was it?
I can't remember.
Don't you
but
remember?
I know there was.
Oh, it was you thought that turkey stuffing came from the guts of the
yeah,
turkey.
Yeah, I did.
That's way worse than this.
I did.
That is
well,
way
no,
worse.
Well, no, because the spirit of Christmas is the greatest time of year.
Well, what if I want to pronounce
That's
it the way I do?
Than the Santa stuffing.
Claus. Santa Claus. That's how I say it.
One
I'm
person
sorry.
Said Joe is right. They yeah. must be doing that just to say that
no,
you're right,
not.
Just because you needed somebody.
I am right. All right, we'll get to Dulac's chat.
Somebody next. Else said, no wonder why Ron retired.
Ron could do a good Santa Claus impersonation, couldn't he?
Ho, 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 just, Merry
I mean,
Christmas.
I mean, the beard and everything else. It would be incredible. Santa Cook.
Somebody thinks maybe it's your Buffalo accent.
Could be. All right, Limits, this thing is now blown up. I just was listening to various versions of Santa Claus is coming to town. We seem to have a problem here with whether it's Claus or Claus. The vast majority of texters agree with you that it's claws.
It's claws, yes.
Shouldn't it be spelled with an E on the end then? C-L-A-U-S-E?
Are we really texting the pronunciations of everything? Somebody texted in that you probably spell Cool Whip. You pronounce Cool Whip with the H. Cool Whip.
No, but I pronounce claws with the S because the S is at the end of it. And I've sang the song to myself a number of times now. I just listened to a Springsteen version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Santa Claus. Santa Claus is coming to town. What do the texters say? Anybody in support of me?
Yes, there are just a few. A few texters say.
Tell me about the technical guy who had a very technical, historic view of this.
Somebody says that Joe is absolutely correct. It's Santa Claus, or whatever you're saying. The name Santa Claus comes from the Dutch Sinterklaas, a shortened version of St. Nicholas, which means St. Nicholas.
That's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah, of course it was. I'm sure you. That's really what you were thinking of when making this comparison.
What did other people say?
Do you want me to read the one I gave to you earlier?
Yes.
Somebody else said City Limits is 100% correct. You should get hazard pay for working with Joe.
What else? I want to hear more.
Texter, the mayor of Buffalo just announced they've disowned Joe Starkey.
I'm telling you right now, I went around the office and I must say it was claws for a lot of people.
Oh, what do you know?
I said, what's Santa's last name? And all of them said that. But I haven't finished with my survey yet.
And you didn't want me to put a poll out there. You don't want me to get a pulse of the people because you know I'm right.
No, the Golden at Bat poll was already enough for me this week. And then I get tempted to go back at people. Jerry Dulac's chat is very interesting this week. Would you acknowledge that? How much do you think he thinks Russell Wilson's going to get this offseason limits?
Yeah, reading the chat, it kind of threw me off guard because, I mean, isn't Jerry somebody who keeps saying that Russell Wilson is going to resign? But I was surprised to see him say the opposite with Pickens. I think that a Russell Wilson reasonable contract could be 3 years and $100 million, where you kind of front the contract and basically put a lot of incentives in the final deal of the final year of the deal, maybe make it non-guaranteed, and just put a lot of money up front and not worry about whatever the future could hold.
Yeah, he feels like it's not going to be longer than 3 years, and then a man named Bud, maybe it's Bud Dupree. Did Dr. Kornfeder weigh in on this?
No, there were no Dr. Kornfeders, no City Limits, no Harry Callis this week.
Well, Bud weighs in and says, with Russell Wilson having a good year so far, could his cost on a new contract possibly exceed $35 million or worse, $40 million per season? Jerry said, I think $30 million per is more like it. So do I. I've been saying that all along. Just what you said, too, right around the Baker Mayfield, which I think, unless I'm getting it confused with another one, was 3 years for $100 million. Is that right, Limits?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it's a fair deal.
That's more than reasonable.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Very reasonable.
For a franchise that basically, you know, screwed itself over with its choices at quarterback after Ben? I mean, that could have been a destructive long-term decision. Thankfully, they ended the experiment after a couple years, and then they were just in desperation looking for their next quarterback, and they appear to have found a guy who has found the fountain of youth. What are you laughing at?
Well,
there?
You
more
could
text?
No, you could also say, is this a one-hit wonder type of situation with Russell Wilson? Could be the argument against offering him a lot of money.
It could, but even that kind of money is not going to bankrupt your franchise. I mean, it wouldn't be good if you made that mistake. I just don't see that. You never know when a guy gets older. Whether all of it, some guys lose it slowly, some guys all of a sudden, but I just don't see the signs right now. Anybody else on the text line Limits about this? Anybody agreeing with me that it's Claus is pronounced just like that?
No.
Santa Claus.
The enunciation could be Claus, but it's spelled and should be Claus, is what one texter says.
Hmm.
Somebody said Joe is absolutely wrong. Make him admit it by the end of the show.
I think you need an E on the end to make it claws. I really do, Limits. Can we get a linguist out there? Is Dr. Dick at Duquesne, is he a linguist?
Maybe.
Is he a marketing guy?
Maybe Dr. Dick can call in. He could set the record straight.
I think it's sports marketing and not linguistics. Is there a linguist out there listening to this show? An English professor anywhere? I'm an English professor, for God's sakes. I have a degree to teach secondary English. And
well,
I got
who
this
would have
wrong.
Thought?
Yeah, not a professor. I'm not Dr. Starkey. But an English teacher. I taught a lot of you guys at Waynesburg and taught you quite well.
Yeah, so once you saw that I was going to Waynesburg, you decided to leave.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Oh, how fate brings us together.
We need a linguist to call the show at 412-928-9370. Surely there's an English teacher out there that can make this happen. I would think. I don't want to make any guarantees. Donnie Football coming up at the top of the hour. Perhaps he can help us out. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Well, the injury report for the Steelers is good, right? You heard Mike Tomlin say yesterday that it looks like Alex Highsmith doesn't anticipate any issues. And is that going to be something? When was the last time all three were healthy? Week 4, 5, somewhere in there? Talking Watt, Herbig, and Highsmith, that is getting after people in a big way. That's bringing it all, your whole lineup there. The middle of your lineup, hitters 3, 4, and 5. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 0% financing on all 24 Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd. High of 38 with cloudy skies, high winds, feels like the temp below 5, it says here. I don't agree, actually. It doesn't feel like it's below 5.
Yes, it does. Did you walk
how
outside?
How could that be? It's 38 degrees. It doesn't feel like it's below 5.
Well, that's what the weather app said.
I don't care what the weather app said. That's what I'm disagreeing with. I'm in a very disagreeable mood now. My whole life I believed one thing about Santa Claus, and now you're telling me it's Santa Claus.
The weather app says 27 degrees in Pittsburgh, high of 38, feels like 8. Is what the weather app currently says.
There's no way if it's 38 degrees. If it was 38 degrees
that's
outside,
the high.
You couldn't. Well, then you should have written this differently.
I wrote high of 38.
High of 38.
That's right.
Feels like temp below 5. That's poorly written. See, I am an English writer, professor, teacher.